Good morning and a happy Friday to you all, and wishing that the impact of the fall of Cyclone Fani is not huge and does not cause death, destruction and devastation. Well, over 10 lakh people have been evacuated to temporary shelters in Odisha as Cyclone Fani, the most severe cyclonic storm since the super cyclone of 1999, is set to make a landfall today close to the temple town of Puri. The Met Department warned of very heavy rainfall and a phenomenal sea conditions. Wind speed is expected to be between 170 and 180 kilometers an hour, which can even reach up to 200 kilometers at the time of landfall. The process of landfall is expected to take around 5 hours. The Navy has deployed 7 warships and kept 6 fixed wing aircraft and 7 helicopters on standby at the INS Dega in Vizag. It is 3rd May 2019, and I don't know about you, but are these elections really long or what? I mean, even Game of Thrones has lesser episodes than the number of phases in Indian elections. While everyone's eyes are set on the mobile sets, whether it is elections, Game of Thrones, IPL or the Champions League, there is more binge-worthy Netflix show material being etched out in India. Take, for example, the special CBI court on yesterday discharging former Gujarat police officers D.G. Vanzara and N.K. Amin in the Ishrat Jahan fake encounter case after the Gujarat government refused to give the CBI sanction to prosecute the two, who were charged with murder and conspiracy among other crimes. Ishrat, a 19-year-old college student, and 3 others were gunned down by Gujarat police in June 2004, allegedly on a tip-off that they were plotting to murder then-Chief Minister Narendra Modi. In its first charge sheet in 2013, the CBI had accused 7 Gujarat police officers, including Vanzara and Amin, of being involved in the conspiracy and the alleged fake encounter. The charge sheet said there was no evidence that the victims were plotting to assassinate Modi. During its probe, the CBI had questioned Amit Shah, and now the BJP chief, who was then Gujarat Home Minister. Court yesterday said that in view of the government's refusal, it was not in position to frame charges against the applicants and had dropped all the charges. So in effect, the government has virtually stopped their prosecution. So much justice in Modi Rajya that even Rishi Ram would feel proud of this. Meanwhile, Congress seems to have woken up to 24-hour marketing, but too late. Now it claims that 6 anti-terror surgical strikes were carried out during the UPA rule, asserting that it never tried to take political advantage from military operations. The Congress released the list at a press conference after BJP leader Arun Jaitley took a jibe at the opposition party, saying its surgical strikes were invisible and unknown. The UPA government carried out 6 surgical strikes. 2 surgical strikes were carried out under the previous BJP-led NDA government of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Too late, Congress. BJP and Mr. Modi have this one by a mile. No one told you not to take brownie points off the strike. Now, while we're talking about brownie point, let's give a few to the Election Commission of India, which yesterday issued yet another notice to Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Adityanath or Ajay Kumar Bisht for violating the Model Code of Conduct. The firebrand BJP leader has been given 24 hours to explain his remarks, in which he has described a Samajwadi Party candidate, obviously a Muslim one, as Babar ki aulaad, the Babar's child. Adityanath had made the comment immediately after resuming campaigning for the Lok Sabha elections upon his return from a 72-hour ban for having made communal speeches. But I have no fear, half finance minister, half blogger, says that free speech is more important than model code of conduct. And while we are on the blogging minister, who hasn't won elections but has won several arguments, will now be busy writing another blog about its own ministry. The economic growth appears to have slowed slightly in fiscal year 2018-19. A finance ministry report has said a declining growth of private consumption, weak increase in fixed investment and muted exports are some reasons for the slowdown, said the report titled Monthly Economic Report for March 2019. It was released by the Department of Economic Affairs on Wednesday. And finally, an acknowledgement that we can all agree on, like we can agree on the fact that no one really believed Afridi's age. Shahid Afridi has thrown some light on one of the biggest mysteries in world cricket in his recently published book, revealing that authorities had stated his age wrongly when he burst onto the stage with a record-breaking 37-ball ODI century against Sri Lanka in 1996. To quote him, "I was just 19 and not 16 like they claim. I was born in 1975, so yes, the authorities stated my age incorrectly." Unquote, Afridi has written in the book titled Game Changer. Afridi officially turned 39 on the 1st of March this year. Had he been born in 1975 rather than 1980 as the official record state, he would have been 21 at the time of his debut and not 19 as stated by him. But, so does he still hold the record for being the youngest ODI centurion? Well, think about that after we take you through a quick round of international news. Well, the big news is perhaps in The Guardian today, an end to the AIDS epidemic could be in sight after a landmark study found men whose HIV infection was fully suppressed by antiretroviral drugs had no chance of infecting their partner. The success of the medicine means that if everyone with HIV were fully treated, there would be no further infections. And on to other news, an Australian law firm has filed a class action against Uber Technologies on behalf of thousands of taxi and charter drivers in Australia, accusing the world's largest ride-hailing company of operating illegally and causing them financial harm. Well, that is pretty much all that I have for you for today and this week. I will be back on Monday. Meanwhile, stay away from gossip. While exploring rumors and gossip may be a daily activity for some, a town in Philippines has decided to do away with the tittle-tattle altogether. Binalonan, a town located about 3 hours away from the capital city of Manila, has enforced strict penalties for people caught gossiping. Gossip, or chismis, as it is known in the Philippines, is now illegal. The law was passed by the mayor, Roman Guicho, who said that rumors were spread most often in the summer when people chatted under trees and discussed the affairs and finances of others. Well, the punishment for the crime of trash talk? Well, picking up actual trash. Well, that's an idea that I can get behind. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay hydrated, stay fit, and stay away from gossip. Thank you for listening. Goodbye from takeapart.in.